New from Dylan Scott. Jingle Bell Rock, your country now. 100.5 WKXA. Good morning, Rex Howard, and your WTOL 11 weather. Well, a few clouds, but a little brisk. A little brisk here this morning. Breezy with a high of 31. Your WTOL 11 weather is on the way. So getting you in the Christmas spirit here. Christmas in the Village. And we're talking about Mount Blanchard this weekend. Karen Beard, Jackie Porcello in. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Is it kind of a crisp day? Yeah.
It is.
Got a little breeze out there. So, but that's what we want around this time of year.
Yes.
Yeah, so January hoping, can warm up, though.
Yeah, right? We're hoping for a day just like this.
Yeah, this Saturday. Happening over in Mount Blanchard. And let's talk about some of the history. Christmas in the Village, Mount Blanchard. This is the 12th year. Jackie?
Yeah. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas in the Village started in 2012 with a group of Christmas crazy people, and it's just evolved since then. We try to add new things each year,
yeah.
And it's just a fun time in our community.
Mm-hmm. It gets all decorated. So, when did you start decorating?
We started about the middle of October.
Oh, wow. Okay. Working hard at that. Yeah,
yeah.
So
it takes a while.
Yeah. I would guess. So, yeah, let's talk about this Saturday as things kick off at 2 o'clock.
Right.
Right, Karen?
With the parade. Santa will come in on a parade, and he'll be in his sleigh with elves around him and lots of other fun people in the parade, different characters from Christmas stories. And also we'll have horse-drawn wagon rides, music at the church. Jackie can talk about some of those in a minute. We're going to have vendors in both the church and the city hall. A petting zoo with camels this year.
Oh.
Yeah, kids' crafts, food vendors, visits with Santa. And the visits with Santa, you can have a picture taken with Santa. Mm-hmm. And you'll take that picture home with you. Photo booth that you can take your own pictures and a backdrop photo
mm-hmm.
booth.
Right.
A DJ is going to be there, and he's going to be doing Christmas music and line dancing music and all kinds of fun things. And there'll be train rides provided by Romex Trains, mm-hmm. Cakewalks, bingo, and we're going to have a special lighting display this year where the lights in Memorial Park will be set to music, and we're excited about that. That's the first time we've done anything that complicated.
Yeah. Karen Beard and Jackie Porcello in Christmas in the Village in Mount Blanchard this Saturday. I know one thing you said you added was a big tent with a biggie.
Yes.
Jackie.
You know, if you're thinking it's going to be too cold, don't worry about it. You can come and stay in the tent or go around from there and come back and get warmed up. It's 50 by 30, so it's huge. And there'll be a lot of food vendors around there, too. So we've added extra this year. We're anticipating a lot of people coming. And so we want to make sure that there's lots to eat and lots to do, and just we want everybody to come and enjoy the festivities. Karen pointed out that we have Sounds of the Season at the Mount Blanchard United Methodist Church. Gail Kelly has lined up a puppet show, Squints and the Merry Bells, the Weiss family, Montgomery Ward, who's a local talent. He's amazing on the piano, as well as Allie May, Tina Kelly, and Charlotte Dodge. They're also local talents. And the Mount Blanchard United Methodist Church Chancel Choir, they perform every year and do just a great job, too. So we have a lot of things going on throughout the downtown area and the United Methodist Church that we hope you'll come and enjoy.
Yeah. Get out there this Saturday. Starts at 2 o'clock with the parade. Anything we missed?
I think we covered it.
Got it covered.
Yes, thank you.
Very good. You have a Facebook page, so you can check that out. Christmas in the Village of Mount Blanchard. Get you some more info there. Karen Beard, Jackie Porcello, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Your country now. 100.5 WKXA.